We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Hei Amud Beis, and we are starting five lines from the bottom at the end of the line. Tana Rabbanan. It says, Im b'chukoisai teileichu, ein im melosh tachnunim. Hashem's asking us, please keep my chukim. V'cheinu oimer, lu ami shemei ali, halavai yish listen to me, kemata veyam achrei niniya. With a little bit work, we would be machnia da oiveya, mamash yor da yoyma. A little bit work, not just look for schoolers. Today everyone looks for schoolers. A medrash says, oh, Mashiach is coming. You think they sit back in Iraq and Mashiach will come? Hopefully, yes. Hopefully, that's what happens. But it might not. Kemata veyam achrei, you got to keep the Torah, then Mashiach will come. Va'oimer, even a little bit. Kemata veyam achrei. Va'oimer, lu ikshaftu mitzvoisai, vayi kenar shleimecha. And it's vahi kachoz arecho v'tzitzei mimecha. Again, lashon lu. Lu means halavai. Kodesh Baruch Hu is begging us, please keep the Torah. I want to bring the gula. Please keep some of the Torah. Tana rabbano mi'itein levavam ze lehem. This is the pasuk we read a few times already. The pasuk says that Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that, you know, halavai, they should have this heart and keep on keeping this Yirah Shemayim. So Moshe told Klai Yisrael, "Kafu toiva, b'nei kafu toiva." B'shal shama karis baruch li Yisrael, miyitim v'hoi levavim zeh, lahem, hoi lem loimai. They should have answered. What Klai Yisrael should have answered? Tein ato. You're saying, halavai you should have Yir Shemayim forever. You know what you should answer to that? Okay, karis baruch li. So please give it to us forever. You should have asked for it. And why didn't you ask for it? Zog toish is the mask of kafuya toiva. L'kach karim kafuya toiva, so rotsu loimai ata tein. They didn't want to say, give us that Yir HaShemayim. They did not want to have to be indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give him a thank you, and therefore they didn't ask for it. Because they were Kafu Toiva. How do you know they're Kafu Toiva? Because they're called Kafu Toiva B'nei Kafu Toiva. How do you know that? So Kafu Toiva D'Chsiv V'nafshenu Kotza B'lechem on top of our base of Lechem HaKaloikel. They complained about the mon. They said, we had enough, we're disgusted by the lechem ha-kaloika. Kaloika is also not being light, because the mon was very light. It got absorbed in the bones, and they didn't have to go to the bathroom. And they called it a kilkel. They were worried that it's going to get spoiled in their body. And really, it was a great thing for them, because in those days, if they had to go to the bathroom, they had to walk out of the onan, which was, if you were in the front of the onan, you had to walk three parsois, which is an incredible amount just to go to the bathroom. It's a very long way. Therefore, what? You can't go ahead because then the cloud would go over. The cloud couldn't go over any bathroom stuff. Therefore, they had to go back. That's the halacha. The Gemara says in Brachas, "Kashay niftim, ain niftim loyli tzedayim, v'loyli fneim el achareim." They had to go back, and therefore it was a major favor for them. They didn't have to go to the bathroom. B'chlal, it's a favor. But they looked at it as lechem akaloika. They were kafu toiva. They were kafu toiva. Why? The chsiv it says by Adam Rishon when he ate from the tzadas. So Kadosh Baruch said, "Who? Why did it tzadas?" He says, "What do you mean? That was the wife you gave me." Again, that was a kafu toiva. Instead of thanking Hashem for the wife, he said, "It's her fault, and it's your fault that you gave me this wife." So that's why they called kafu toiva and kafu toiva. And here also, they didn't want to be indebted to Kadosh Baruch Hu if they didn't ask for the Yirah Shemayim. And even Moshe Rabbeinu did not realize this, that they could have asked for that until after 40 years. About Moshe Rabbeinu, Leirom Shalem Yisrael, El Alacha Abba Mishon, only after 40 years. Shnema, it says in the Pasuk, V'ayilch Eschem Abba Mishon Abba Midbar, Bolus Lo Seichem. And it says, V'chsiv, L'nasan Hashem Lechem Leiv, L'das, V'naim Lirois, V'naim L'shmoya, Ara Yem Azeh. Which means that Moshe Rabbeinu himself did not realize that was really the Kavan of Kodesh Baruch Hu, they should ask for it until after 40 years. And we learn from here, Omer Rabba Shema Mino, Lo'ikoyi Inish Adaitei Derabe, a person does not really realize his Rebbe's kavanos ad abam shin until 40 years. It's 40 years until you really have the oimik hadava, and that's why Moshe himself did not really realize that's what Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted until after 40 years. And after 40 years, he realized you should have asked for this, and Hashem didn't give you a lev ladas to know that this you should be asking for. Om Rabbi Yechon Shem Rebbe Bono, my dechsev. What's on the pasuk that says Ashreichem? The pasuk says the pasuk of Yeshaya, Ashreichem zoyrei akomayim mshalchi regel ashar v'achamor. So we tie it like this: that bezman sheoiskim b'toyro v'gmiras chasodim yitzro moshe v'yodom v'hein heim usur v'yad yitzrom. You know how you go over Yitzhara? By being oisik with Torah and doing chesed. How do you see it from the pasuk? Shenemar, Ashreichem Zoyra Komayim. Now, Zriya is tzedakah, doing chesed and tzedakah. But ain't Zriya tzedakah. Shenemar, Ziru Lechem Litzedakah. It says, Lashon tzedakah by Zriya. The kitzuf ni chesed. And kitzuf ni chesed. So you see, that's chesed and tzedakah, that's the Lashon Zriya. Ve'im Mayim El Torah, we know. Shenemar, Hava, Hoyle Chol Tzamaluchu Mayim. So you see the Torah is compared to Mayim. And then it says, Meshalki Rega Ashar V'chamar, that's referring to the Yetzihara, because the Yetzihara is called Regal. Regal is also of a guest. And Yetzihara is called Oireach, like in the Psukim in Shmuel, where Nosan Anavi gives Musa to David HaMelech, and it calls the Yetzihara a Oireach, a guest. So here it says, you want to send away a guest, you know how you do it? By busy with Chesed and Torah. Tona de Belio, La Oilum Yosim Odom Atzbal Diver Torah Kashar, La Oil. A person should learn Torah like a shar, la oil, which means a yoke, ukhamar la masui, and like a khamar, a donkey that carries loads. Which we know, a shar, its nature is, what its job is, to plow, works very hard. A khamar is transports packages. Dr. Gemara, that you should learn Torah like a shar and a khamar. Explains the Chofetz Chaim in Shem Olam, in Sharach Zakos HaTorah, he says, when someone learns Torah, he has to have both these midas. First of all, he has to work on the Torah like a shar. He has to be amal to understand the Torah. That's number one, like a shar. And number two, he has to chazer the Torah, and this way he has it in the package, and he can carry the Torah everywhere he goes because he chazer. So first of all, you have to learn by amelus the Torah, then you have to chazer. That's how someone learns Torah the proper way. La'um yosim odam atzmei al divrei Torah, kashar la'ar al-kachamar l'masui. Zakta Gemara Vaitam, now back to our regular programming, no more Agarata for the next few blah. And we're back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Gimel Yomim also loses for loses Imohim. You're not allowed to do business for 3 days before the holiday, the Goyish holiday. You cannot do business with the Goy. And we'll see in the Gemara later on two reasons. But we said the reason of Rashi, which took one side in the Gemara. The reason is because he's so excited that he got this business deal or this she'ela or this hava from the Yid. He thanks, he associates it with his Avodah Zarah, and he thanks the Avodah Zarah. So 3 days before already, we are assuming if he's going to buy an animal, he's buying that for his takrivus. And Alfi Rashi, we'll speak something Alfi Rashi, it'll be a little shver. But let's see the Gemara. You need 3 days to prepare for a carbon, maybe in Kulehai, but Nan, we learned in the Mishnah in Chulin. But Arba, there are 4 times a year, you have to worry about Oyser Vesmanai. There's an Isser called Oyser Vesmanai. You now have Shecht, a mother and its child, or the child and its mother, the same day. So how do you know when you're buying an animal and you're Shechting it, maybe the mother's being Shechted today? So it's a din, the seller got to be careful. So it says over here like this. Someone is selling a behemoth to his friend. He has to say, by the way, I sold the mother today to be shechted, or beat the mecharti lishchet, or I sold the daughter today. And therefore, you're the second one, you have to know this. So what are the 4 days that I know if I'm selling animals, it's going to be shechted today? What are the 4 days? 4 times a year. Erev Yom Tov Akrid Shechag, which means Erev Shmini Atzeres. Because you need meat for Yontev, you have to bring the Chagiga, you have to have the Oil Sriya. So therefore, Erev Yontev Achar Shechag is a big day of behemoths. I can ask me, what happened to the Erev first day of Sukkot? Very important Taisus here. Zok Taisus, Erev Yontev Achar Shechag, read it inside a little bit, you're not going to believe me. Hodlik Nokat Yontev Yom Rishon Shechag, Pinshin Terudim B'mitzvus Lula V'sukkah, V'en L'pnai L'harbreis B'sudas. So you see, they used to build the sukkah on Erev Sukkot. They built the sukkah, not before Rosh Hashanah. And also they busy with the Esrig. They did Erev Sukkot, they were busy. They couldn't check the behemoths. They were busy with the Esrig on Erev Sukkot and busy with the sukkah on Erev Sukkot. That's why Erev Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, they had the kabbalah. They had a lot of animals being sold that day, and they're going to shech that day. It's one day. Next day, every other reason shall Pesach. That's Pashut, because you have to have the carbon Pesach, and also the oil, Zriya, and Shamach, and everything else that goes with it. The Erev Atzeres, Erev of Shuas, the Erev of Rosh Hashanah also, they had meat. Even Erev Kippur Begol, they also had meat. Taisa brings down, in other places, they had lighter foods. They only had chicken or fish, like our minik today, that a lot of people don't eat meat. Erev Yom Kippur. But there was a minik to eat Erev Yom Kippur meat. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, it's mashma that day that you buy an animal, you shecht it. So why 3 days before Are you worried about Hakravis Verizara? Because Agamara is assuming like this, that Agamara is assuming that when you Sinala sell a behema to the guy, why? Because he's going to use it for Avodah Zara. He's using it for Avodah Zara. So L'chaira, you don't need 3 days for that. You only need 1 day for that. So my answer is, Hasam, the Mishnah Chul and the Lachila Sagi B'chad Yemen, enough for 1 day. Hacha, by the carbon of the Avodah Zara, the Akrava being Tlasu Yemi, you need 3 days. So now just we have to handle this a second. Stop right here. First of all, it says, there we're talking about Achila. The truth is, Rashi says, we're not talking about Achila, Rashi says we're talking for Kabbonis. We're bringing Kabbonis, Rashi says. It's not Achila. So the Mefarshim say that Rashi was Chayzer, that means Avada for eating meat, not Dafka for. When Mars Tarot says that, it doesn't mean that for Kabbonis, those 4 times a year, it means to eat the meat. That's what you have to say. That's number one. Number two is, like this, that Rashi learned that you can't sell anything to the guy, not Dafka animals. So what does that have to do with this? We're saying 3 days before, you don't need so much time, the whereas Kash is, you don't need so much time for Akrava, and the whereas Teretz is, that you do need time because you have to check the carbon, right, for Mumin. If you're Rashi, it's not Dafka Bahima you're not allowed to sell. You're not allowed to sell a toothpick, whatever, you're not sell a toothbrush 3 days before. So what does that got to do with, you have to check the toothbrush for 3 days? What check this? Zok the Rosh like this, to answer Rashi. This is a Kash of Tama Rashi. Because the Rebbe Tam learns that the whole is only to sell a behema. Zok the Rosh. Mi yeshleima. Because man she oisik betakroivis av yizchavim, ozu humoide v'chol hanah she tovi loy. Ki omar she seyasa av yizchavim shloy. He says like this. Since 3 days before you're busy with your carbon for Avodah Zarah, so any success you have in those 3 days, in any business, you're associated with his Amalah, his dad is working on the Avodah Zarah. And that's what we're saying. Since it takes 3 days, that's what 3 days before already is also. Frate Amara, is 3 days enough to check out a carbon? Lakrova sagim tosu yemi, vatanya utan braisa. Shailim balachos pesach, kodam pesach tosu yemi. You have to start learning Hilchos Pesach 30 days before Pesach. What's the reason? So Pasha Pshat, the reason is because you need 30 days to find the carbon. That's why. Like Taisus points out. Look at Taisus and Taisus says, V'af pish gam ato shein carbon shayolim Hilchos Pesach hoyim lam yoyim. We do read 30 days before Pesach even though we don't have a carbon Pesach. Mekom akum ikar hatakana ala carbon is niskana. It was ikar takana was on the carbon. So in Mars Kashish, you see you need 30 days for carbon. Shivim milam shtesha was 2 weeks. Why 3 days is not enough? And for the Gemara, Anan os Klal Yisrael, which needs a perfect carbon without even small mumin, Anan the Shchichi mumin, the pasti of Philip Dekan Shabbat, even if in the eye there's something wrong, it's already a mum, being in Tlas Yemen, you need 30 days to find the perfect carbon. Inu, by a carbon of a Avodah Zarah, for a guy, Inu the Mechusa Ever Isluhu, they only have only Mechusa Eva is called a mum, missing a limb, for Tlas Yom Sagi. 3 days is enough. Amar Rav Elazar, Menayel Mechusa Eva, the also Ben Noyach, how do you know that Mechusa Eva is also for Ben Noyach? The Chassid says in the Pasuk that Mekol Achai, Mekol Bas or Shnayim Mekol. It says that Amar Taira, Hava Behema Shechayim Rosh Yavaram Shlov. Mekol Achai will learn that you have to bring a Behema that it's Rosh Yavaram are alive. And there, what we're talking about, there, the Noyach brought a carbon for the animals. And Zog Rashi, 4 lines in the bottom, V'dumya de kabonoi shenogu aviseyim l'shamayim hei noigel v'schavim shlehem. They, just like their forefathers, the Noyach, was makbid on Rashi Avarim, they should have all the Avarim. Therefore, when they bring a carbon to Avodah Zarah, they also makbid Rashi Avarim. Freitzach the Kasha, by the way, I'm sure the Oyam's thinking this Kasha, when it says, Mekol Achai, Mekol Abasa, Shnayim, Mekol Yavayu. Did they bring a carbon from that? Did Noyach bring a carbon from that? No. Noach brought a carbon dafka from the kosher animals, the 7 animals they brought, not from the 2. So what's Pashup Shab? So if you look at Taisus, there's Maschum and I in the first one, but at the end of Taisus. So Taisus, first of all, in the middle of Taisus, has a kasha. It's kasha, the krog got behemoth to mea ksiv, shem shnayim. So Taisus at the end, Mechusa Eber, ilav l'oshun l'karbon, lomom l'mutim l'heva in l'teva. Why should you bring it to the teva? Hareim ru'uin l'kiya ma'ilam. You can't bring it at all. So it must be Ma'ina Inyan. The Tais Tari is Ma'ina Inyan for a Behemoth Tamea, you can learn to Behemoth Tahira. Akapanim, you see from here that a Ben Noyach needs Rosh Yavarim. And they bring it for Averiz or South Africa that it has to have Rosh Yavarim. But it's easier to check than for a Jew. Freyti Gemara, Kasha, which is finishes Gemara. Haime Boyle, Lemute Trefa. Don't you need me call a Chai? To lemute that you should not bring a treifa into the into the teva. That's his kolachai. How do you know kolachai teaching us as a rashi avarim? Maybe he's teaching us he's not being a treifa into the teva. So the Gemara treifa lechayas zera nafka. We learn from lechayas zera. It has to be able to have children. A treifa can't have children. So the Gemara honey chamandi ama treifa and iledas. Only if you mandi wants a treifa is not iledas. Elamandi of treifa iledas ma'ik lemeim. If you mandi wants treifa could give birth on top of that vav and aleph we are. Elamandi of treifa iledas ma'ik lemeim. What are you going to say? Maybe Mekol HaChai teaches us it can't be a treifa because the Chaya Zera doesn't teach us anything. Amakra, no, we know treifa for somewhere else. Because it says itcha. It says itach. Mekol HaChai, Mekol Vashem, Mekol Tovi, Elav Tev, Lahak is itach. So it says itach, but doy melach. Just like Noach wasn't a treifa, so the behemoth he brought was not a treifa. Very thing, Marv, don't Noach goof a treifa, but maybe he was a treifa. So the Gemara, Tomim, it says he was a Tomim. It doesn't mean he's tamim in body. It means tamim in his ways. Tzadik sif, it's very tzadik sif. No, maybe both. Tamim bedrachav, he was a good balmidis and tzadik b'maisa, which means he didn't steal anything, like Rashi says. But lechamos. So now it's still shver. How do you know treifa from a kalachai? If you know treifa kalachai, who's telling you Rashi Yavarim? So the Gemara, no, it has to be itach is teaching us that. You don't bring a treifa. Lo yisaka daitach. The noach gufa. Lo yisaka the noach gufa treifa. You can't say the noach himself was a treifa. The yisaka the noach treifa. Amalei rachmana kavaseich ayal shlemalei ayal. You think the Torah would say bring like you dafka a treifa? So it must be it's teaching us to bring like you means that you're not a treifa. Agav, Tosis asked that hekis and noach was a treifa. You see, he lived through the whole year of the mavel. So you're a treifa dodged in the year. Tosis says that going to vandiyam that says a treifa can live more than a year. Right, thing like this. So now we go. What's the cheshbon? The cheshbon is beautiful. Mekol HaChai teaches Rosh Hashanah. Henry no treifa from itach. What do you do? Lechayah is zera. Nash the nafkalam itach. Lechayah is zera lomli. What's that for? Why is the Torah say that bring it to the teva dafka behemis lechayah is zera? Im itach have a mina. If it's a itach have a mina, it can't be a treifa. Why? It's tafas abalam. I need company. I can't have a behemah dying with me in the teva. But I feel a zokin, I feel a saurus. It could be even a behemoth that can't give birth is a zokin or a saurus. Who said any behemoths give birth? Because Rachmana Zera. So you need two dinim. It can't be a treifa because you want to have it live 3 years. It also has to be able to have birth because it has to be the kiyam ayla. Therefore it says, Lechayoy Zera, and that's all the psukim. And Lemaisu from a kolachai, learn Rashi Yavarim. And back to the ikka thing is, if 3 days is enough to check out a carbon for a very zara, is enough for 3 days. Why? Because Dekin Shabbat is not a mum. Mum is just a limb, so it's easy to find. Mashenkin Klai saw these 30 days or 2 weeks for Shabbat Yabba. Why? Because you even have a mum of Dekin Shabbat.